This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through the day's market action. Well, the Indian market benchmark Sensex and the Nifty ended with deep cuts today despite hitting the fresh all-time highs in early trade thanks to a fresh wave of profit booking that enveloped the street amid concerns over rising global crude oil prices. Now, oil prices rose to their highest in more than a week after two large crude production bases in Libya began shutting down amid a military blockade, setting the stage for crude flows from the OPEC members to be cut to a trickle, reported Reuters. Now, since India imports about 80% of its oil needs, the country's economy and equity markets are highly susceptible to the crude price swings. Moreover, the sentiment also took a hit after the December quarter earnings of some of the heavyweight companies failed to meet the expectations of the last street. Now, the 30-share pack Sensex hit a fresh all-time high of 42,273 but failed to hold the altitude and also ended the day with a loss of 416 points or 0.99% at 41,528 levels. Now, Nifty also hit a fresh record high of 12,430 in early trade but settled 128 points or 1% lower, down at 12,224. Now, Sensex also saw biggest intraday fall in 5 months. For Nifty, it was the biggest intraday fall in last 3 months. Now, if you see secondary barometers such as BSE Midcap and Small Cap indices, they outperformed the Sensex, ending 0.6% and 0.4% lower, respectively. Now, as the markets are expected to be on a bumpy track, given the ongoing December quarter earnings season and also the global cues, what should be the strategy for trading in such a market? Well, we did speak to some of the experts, such as Vinod Nair, who is the head of research at Geojit Financial Services, and he had to say that the markets has approached a consolidation phase due to a mildly subdued Q3 earnings in banking and heavyweights. Now, it is fair to expect this kind of mild consolidation to continue in the short term after the solid performance of the 1 month that we have seen with fantastic gains even in mid and small caps. Now, apart from this, the top Nifty gainers in trade today were Power Grid Corporation, Bharti Infratel and Bharti Airtel, whereas the top Nifty losers included names such as Kotak Mahindra Bank, Z Entertainment Enterprises, Indian Oil Corporation. Now, in terms of specific sectors, on the sectoral front, we saw BSE Energy emerge as the top loser, falling 2.7%, which was followed by BSE BankEx down 1.6% and Oil and Gas 1.3%, also Finance, which was down 1.3% as well. Now, the BSE Telecom pack bucked the trend and closed 1.9% higher on gains in the shares of Vodafone Idea, which recovered 7% in trade today. Bharti Airtel was also up 1.8% and Bharti Infratel was up 1.6%. Now, as many as 228 stocks, including Indiabulls Integrated Services, Dishman Carbogenomics and Reliance Capital, Reliance Infrastructure, DHFL, Reliance Power, they all hit their lower circuits on the BSE today. Now, volume spike was seen of 400 to 800% in stocks like NMDC, PFC, Federal Bank, Power Grid, Kotak Mahindra Bank and Indian Oil Corporation. Now, long buildup was seen in stocks like Vodafone Idea, NMDC, Power Grid, Federal Bank and Bharti Airtel. On the other hand, short buildup was seen forming in stocks like L&T Finance Holdings, Power Finance Corporation, Oil India, Kotak Mahindra Bank and Lupin. Now, apart from this, there were a whole host of other stocks that were in news and amid action, ending the session almost 2% higher. Bharti Airtel extended gains into the third consecutive session today. The stock has been on an upward trajectory after the Supreme Court on December 16th dismissed a petition seeking a review of its judgment on adjusted gross revenue. Now, shares of Reliance Industries ended 3% lower as most brokerages remained bullish on the stock. After the Q3 results, CLSA and Nomura expect the stock to move above 2,000 rupees mark by the end of this year. Now, Kotak Mahindra Bank shares fell almost 5% after the bank's Q3 numbers failed to meet street expectations. The bank's standalone PAT or profit after tax for Q3 stood at 1596 crore rupees as against 1291 crore rupees in Q3 FY19. That is up 24% year on year. Now, Lupin share prices shed 4% after the US drug regulator issued observations for its Vizag facility. And on the other hand, Federal Bank share prices ended 2.4% higher after the company posted a 32% year-on-year jump in its net profit to 440 crore rupees for the December quarter as compared to 333 crore rupees in the year-ago period. Now, technically speaking, Nifty witnessed strong resistance from the upper band of the channel on the weekly chart and witnessed a sell-off forming a bearish engulfing candle pattern on the daily chart, which is again a bearish reversal candle by nature. Now, apart from this, the crucial levels to watch out for would be if the index manages to sustain below 12,210, we could see some more cuts coming in. Immediate support for the Nifty is coming near 12,155 and 12,100 zones, while resistance is coming near 12,280 and 12,350 zone. As long as Nifty trades below 12,400, we may be able to see some profit booking on every rise in the index, and that's what most of the experts speaking to Money Control said. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.